Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Washington State made a hire. Nick Rolovich is the new head coach of the Washington State Cougs.
First impressions of Nick Rolovich for Coug fans out there. Text 55305. Let us know first impressions. I think he's got a little gunslinger in him. I think he's got a little Mike Leach. He's going to be exciting. He's not boring. He's not going to be the guy that shows up in the Palouse and goes, let's try to do our best out there. No, man, he's going to bring some juice. I like the hire a lot. I thought it was very surprising how quickly it happened.
Well, and he is, well, that's because Pat Chun has got his ducks in a row, and he knows that Mike Leach had been flirting with leaving before, so he had to have a list of guys ready, and when Mike Leach finally pulled the trigger and he left, boom, he made his hire. And this is such an important time because Friday recruiting starts again. You know, recruiting is back up and running, and the dead period is gone after come Friday. So you have to have a coach in place, and you need to get him in the Palouse, and you need to get him ready for what's to come. And Nick Rolovich is a perfect guy and a perfect hire for Washington State because he fits that mold of he's recruited to a tough place. Mm-hmm. In Hawaii before. He did a damn fine job. And he is actually one of the few head coaches that fits a system, and his system fits the talent that is on Washington State's roster.
Currently it looks like it's going to fit with all the air raid stuff that Mike Leach recruited. So there's going to be somebody who wants to throw it around, which brings brings excitement back to Washington State, because maybe you were scared that you're going to get, I don't know, was a wing tee guy going to show up at Washington State? I don't know. Was Paul Wolf going to, I'm sorry, that's bad. I shouldn't say that. I had Tyrone Willingham. I should shut up. Anyway, if you're going to have that kind of offense and those kind of guys there, I think it's a good fit. And first of all, too, now we've had all these sitting coaches moving and bouncing everywhere. What do we think for the players' perspective? What of all the Hawaii recruits, the new Wazoo recruits, some of the guys that are sitting at Mississippi or Ole Miss, and the sitting coaches that have moved from Boca out there in FAU, and looking at all those teams and all these players now, they're kind of getting shuffled around, and you're moving in different philosophies and different systems. You're sitting looking at for what Wazoo had put on their roster, some of the guys there. What do you feel about for the players? Right or not right? Coaches moving, coaches shuffling. Some of these guys are going to get wake-up calls real quick, like, yeah, probably isn't the right fit here, so you want to go to the transfer portal?
But I think for Washington State guys, they probably look at it as the right fit, right? He has run and shoot influence. He has some Arena League influence on his offense, and he's spread, but it's more of a balanced pass oriented spread, right? I mean, he throws the ball a ton, but he has a propensity to run the ball a little bit more. I think a lot of guys are going to be happy with it.
So yes, coach, this text says that he use the one that tweeted Pac-12 champs. I think it was,
yes, he did.
Was it a week three mm-hmm. or four? He did. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, they had a damn good run against the Pac-12 in those first couple of weeks, right? They beat Oregon State, and who else did they beat at the beginning of the year? They beat Oregon State, Arizona, and they lost to Washington. Yep. They boat raced Washington, right?
Washington boat raced.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Up in Seattle, but yeah, they won two of three games against Pac-12 teams this past year. Hey. You got to like the move, too, because he's a talent evaluator. You know, he's the first guy that offered Justin Herbert out of high school. He's the first guy that offered Keaton Slovis out of high school. I saw Bruce Feldman say that he was the second person to offer Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this has been something that, hey, he's a guy that finds diamonds in the rough, offers them early, and then tries to hold on for dear life at Hawaii. Well, guess what? You're at a Pac-12 program now where when you find those diamonds in the rough, you may be the guy they jump on board, they sign with you because you're a Pac-12 school now.
Yeah, this text says, I'm a Coug fan. I'm pumped about this hire. I'd rather have someone like him over Grinch, who Alex Grinch, you probably didn't know, turned down the opportunity to even interview. I don't know if that's a slap in the face, but his wife's from the Midwest. They're from Ohio and the Oklahoma area. They like it there. I can respect that. He's not going to come out and take a fake interview just to just to pander to the Coug fans. He's not going to do that. I think I don't know if it's a great hire. None of us can tell, but it is along the same lines of a good fit, good personality, good Twitter game. There's a little bit of a troll in it, the way he does it, where he trolled the Pac-12 and then he trolled Oregon State.
Nick
I like
Trolovich?
All that. Hey, oh, that's look at that. The Trollinator. Yeah, I like that.
Trollovich.
Buck. Trollovich.
And now you've got.
We'll have him on the show. We gotta get him on the show.
As this texter says, Beavers finally have a rival. You know, you got that rival with Rolovich now.
Sorry. That's reserved for us Huskies. Sorry. You can't take that.
Well, I think Washington and Oregon, they can take that one over because they're already have a rivalry now. Oregon
out of state rival. Where, yeah. Okay. I take that. That's good.
Right. Because Oregon State, like their whole thing was like, all right, well, we beat the Ducks like once every 12 years. Now we have a situation where, hey, this is a winnable game against a winnable opponent. We can hate them too. And they're out of state. It's natural. So Washington State, Oregon State, instead of being kindred spirits, you now are rivals.
Think about here both Washington schools got to get new coaches. Well, what other schools are here in the Pac-12? There hasn't been really any other adjustments. Everyone else is kind of holding fort. USC held fort. UCLA getting better. Stanford lost. How many? There was 11 guys went to the transfer portal for Stanford.
14.
I know it was quite a bit. Cal's going to hold fort. They fired their offensive coordinator and took a head job somewhere else. There's going to be a lot of changes. Two new offensive coordinators for both Oregon, which Oregon has still not announced anything. I don't know if anybody's heard anything from there about what.
We do have an update on that. Because Mario Cristobal talked about it yesterday. He said that the national championship game may play a factor. He kind of danced around it.
Mm-hmm.
He said
Brady.
It may have an influence on the hire, but that just may be Jorge Munoz getting another interview and feeling committing to a comfort level with him. He said that they have a bunch of great candidates, but they in about a week is what we're looking at. Okay. So by Friday, probably.
Well, other than that,
when that recruiting
you're going to get new coordinators, new coaches, influx of all new talent, good recruiting. It's been good. But that doesn't affect the fact that the Pac-12 needs to have a better year next year. Needs to have a better year.
Well, they won the Rose Bowl and went 4-3 in bowl games.
That is true. It was good, but you got to get get one in the dance. Let's get one in the Final Four.
Yeah, well, did you see the Twitter conspiracies that were starting last night that said, hey, maybe we should let a Pac-12 team into the playoff if it means we don't have Pac-12 refs in the championship game anymore. So maybe the Pac-12 does get a team in. There you go. Just so they don't have championship game refs. Boom. Nailed it.
They were bad.
Rolovich is hired. Had a good run at Hawaii. As he went 28-27 as the head coach there, he inherited kind of a dumpster fire, went 10-5 this past year with the Rainbow Warriors and won the West Division of the Mountain West Conference after finishing second last year. And, oh, by the way, picked up a Hawaii Bowl win. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know who they played in the Hawaii Bowl?
I believe they played BYU, didn't they?
Did they?
I thought so.
I don't know.
BYU went to a bowl game. I don't remember that.
I think that's the
case.
They
did beat BYU 38-34 in the 2019 SoFi Hawaii Bowl.
Wow.
Yikes. Did not remember that
one. Lonnie Sitake's struggling at BYU.
They went 7-5. Ooh. That
is 7-9. Five. Bull.
All right. Nick Rolovich is your guy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.